3 points tonight, 11 from 15. It looked like 9, but the late show, 2 games in a row, the last minute, Stephen Christopher, and it just shows the character in the side.
Yeah, it's not by accident, Mike. You know, we have a great group of lads, and you said that they are a lot of good characters. I thought we were comfortable up to they scored, you know. Everything was in front of us. You can see they're a very good side, you know. There's some very good players, and there's a lot of lads they brought off the bench, you know, so they can make those changes. A lot of lads that played in the Premier League last year. So it's a fantastic win for us.
You said you look comfortable, probably too comfortable, because 72 minutes gone, we were commenting that you almost had every player back in your half. I think not by design, it just happens in games like that. But it was probably because the game was easy enough at that stage. You thought you'd just see it out at 1-0.
Yeah, I just thought we were going to catch them on the counter attack, and it was working. You know, we were threatening. You know, we had some very good chances, and we've some very good entries into the final third. We played some good football ourselves. We switched play. We got our fullbacks on it. It was good passages of play. But, like, you know, they had to break us down when we wound it up. So, you know, we weren't going to come out all guns blazing for sure. But then we did. You know, we went for the win. We brought on William. We went for the win. So we'll always try to win at home. And, you know, you might as well try to go for the win instead of getting a draw. We too many draws sometimes.
It was slow tempo in the opening 20 minutes. You gradually upped it. You got your goal through Enda Curran. It was well cultivated because Joel and Jack Lynch weren't both involved before it fell to Enda. And at half time, you probably hadn't too much to say to the players, only well done for their efforts.
Yeah, I think their keeper put that one, very good save. Was it from Joe, I think? Was it? I'm not sure, I can't remember, but it was a really good save anyway. And Jack Brady pulled off a really good save from Dini Corcoran. But other than that, I thought, you know, it was a fairly even game. You know, as we said, they're a good side, but so are we.
Jack Brady, arguably man of the match. The assist for Willie's penalty, very good, but he did pull off a couple of crucial saves tonight, first and second half.
He did, but you know, we weren't peppered either. You know, the one really good save against Dini Corcoran that I can remember. I can't really remember any other really excellent saves, but he's basic work was good. His kicking was very good tonight, and obviously with the assist for the penalty and the overall coming off his line, you know, and heading things and clearing things away, that last man sweeper, because they're a very good side. You know, they'll cause teams trouble with their movement, to some excellent movement. And you know, Jack Doherty is a really good player, and then they've Dobbs and Corcoran and Davis. They've so many good attacking players, you know. You know, so it's just hard to play against, but we dug it out and it was great to get a win.
Willie Armshaw always makes a difference when he comes on, and some people will ask, why don't you start him? But when you make an impact like that, he gives defenders something to think about. But take us back to when Jack Brady said kicked the ball. It seemed like it was in the air for an eternity. Wells didn't read it properly, and it was just Willie anticipating and gambling, and paid off.
Yeah, and he did very well before that as well, and I thought he was taken down, but the ref didn't give it. I thought the ref had a good game, actually, you know, in general. And to be fair to the refs this year, I've thought they've been a lot better than last year, you know. So we kind of, I never hammered them on the media or anything like that, but certainly this year I thought they've let the game flow, most game flow in general, and they've been very, very good. But going back to Willie, I'll answer that question, Mike. You know, like Willie, we started him in a few games last year, and you know, he'd done okay and he did alright, but he does really make that impact when he comes on, when the game is opened up. You know, and of course he's going to start games this year as well, but we have to pick and choose our games, because when the game opens up and his space in front of him, that's when really comes alive, and when we're turning the screw, he's electric, and he's very good in and around the box. So I think it suits him. You know, you finishers in more sports now, you see it there in the hurling and the rugby as well, so we have some lads like that, and it's my job to use them in that way. And obviously, you know, you know, we don't want to be labelling him as a super sub or anything like that, because he's a very important player for us, and he will start matches this year, and I have to start him to keep him motivated, and I understand that. But it's a squad game, and the lads came in and done well there tonight. You know, it's the first time the players were missing. It's a fantastic win. You know, when you look at the likes of Joe Garman missing, Red is missing, Conor Melody is missing, you know, and then you have Sean Guerin's only back. He was only back off the plane yesterday, and he's been injured before he went. So, you know, we've good competition for places now.
The table looks a lot prettier now. If it was a point, you were squeezed between Waterford and Wexford, and just a point ahead of Wexford. Now you're 4 ahead with a game at hand in that playoff position. It brings a huge impetus on Saturday's game, and I know as a manager you won't get carried away this early in the season, but fans will look at it and say, you beat Longford, you go third, and the table looks even better again. But it just changed completely with the Stephen Christopher winning penalty, that it's a lot of a much of a better position now.
Yeah, I'd say the different side to the lads, Mike. You know, sometimes you can draw too many games. It happened to something at times last as well. You have to take that chance and go for the juggler, because you know, you could draw two games, and you know, sometimes you'll be as well off losing two and winning one, you know, and that's the mentality you have to have if you're going to, maybe not this time of year, you have to keep the table ticking, but certainly in the middle part, you know, it's early when you quarter in, but certainly in the next quarter and the third quarter, you certainly need to start getting more wins on board, but there's a long way to go. You know, we take anything we can get up in Longford.
Yeah, and just back on that Longford game, you didn't get to play him in the first round. That's refixed here for May at the Marcus Field. They've been stringing a couple of results together. They beat Bray this afternoon with a late goal, and they just look like one of the sides that will cement the playoff position throughout. They have that bit of quality.
They have. They're really good. You know, a really good side. But look, whoever we beat, Mike, or whoever get a point, we're punching, and people have to understand that, we're punching miles above our weight. You know, we're the only amateur team in the league. You know, and we need support. And we, look, the lads give great support there from the 60 minute on tonight. It took them a while to get going, which, you know, is not like them, you know, the Blue Army lads. But I kind of had a word with them at half time to get us going, because, you know, we give them something, we give them 1-0. So, you know, they're usually very, very good. And when the 63rd, 64th minute came, it makes a massive difference. So I would appeal to say it again. I'm not saying, look, I'm not giving out or anything, but you know, they might have been out for a few points the weekend and didn't mind their own show just at the start, but it does make a difference. It does give that impetus and that lift, and they are like the 12th man at times, and it creates that buzz around the place. So I'd ask more supporters to come out and support us, and certainly if the business communities can support us in the coming years as well, that's so important to us as well, because we're trying to build something here, and you know, we want to, you know, plan things and not stay amateur forever and move on and be professional. But it's going to take us time. But certainly we'd appeal to people to come out and support us and help us any way they can.